are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
No, they haven't asked for me to run as Mitt Romney's running mate. No, they haven't. I've been waiting, you know. I think Dr. Dahlia, a vice presidential candidate, would definitely attract a couple voters, probably more voters than I attract listeners. But no, they haven't asked me. But do I think Rubio wants it? Maybe. It just, why was he so adamant about saying no? You know, just like with Chris Christie. You know, he was like, oh, no. But you know, I mean, it's tempting. Why would you say no? I mean, isn't it nice and cush? Don't you know? Maybe people don't want to go to Washington. I don't know. Maybe they really don't. Maybe they really just like their home state, and they're cuddly, they're fine, they don't want to go on the campaign trail, I don't know, but not for me, I'd run for president. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. We were talking about in the first hour how it looks like the L.A. school district is going to drop its standards just to allow these kids to pass. There's too many kids that are not going to be able to pass and going to drop out, so we're going to finish talking about that. Also, I wanted to talk about how these how Japanese scientists have come up with this pretty cool way to diet by putting these glasses on that make food look bigger than they are. Also, it looks like there's a robot suit that allows an ex-Olympic torchbearer to walk again 5 years after his car accident. Really interesting stuff. We got a McDonald's worker that is actually facing years of jail time for spitting in the customer's drinks. Right? Okay. We'll talk about that a little bit. Very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I realize many of you have been leaving messages, phone messages, and I know I haven't been able to get to them. And sometimes I like to incorporate them into what we're talking about, and sometimes we can't. I believe yesterday we were having a big issue with toilet paper. Don't worry, we're all completely stocked. Right? Plenty of nice, soft, please don't squeeze the Charmin type of toilet paper. Nice and soft. But I think one of you left a comment on that. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. What do we got, Donovan?
Hi, I'm calling at 5:20 on Thursday, the 18th of April. Pursuant to the conversation currently, I just wanted to add my comment regarding toilet paper.
Please do.
If you're out of toilet paper, you can still go number two in the toilet and then get in the shower and clean off. Very important to know in case you're out of toilet paper. Helps even better if you have a power washer in the tub or a spritzer washer, whatever you call it. Hope that helps. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Yes, that does help. Thank you very, very much. You know, when we were out of toilet paper yesterday, just about only four squares, we were trying to figure out, should we just pee in the shower? But what to do if you have to do number two? But you brought up a very, very good point. True, it wasn't a medical question, but a very, very good point. You could actually still utilize the toilet. Just you would have to rush without wiping into some sort of a facility where you could wash off. Very good point. Thank you, guys. Really. Thank you. I don't know what we would have done without that tutelage, but thank you. That is hilarious. Yeah, we sometimes have a rule. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. We do have that rule in our house sometimes, but not because of toilet paper. All right, good. Okay, now I think we have another comment. We're talking about kids and disciplining them and how our kids are pretty wussified. And I think I was going off on another rant. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think we had another opinion. What do we got, Donovan?
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I'm a new listener to your show. I enjoy it thoroughly.
Oh, see, someone enjoys my show.
And I think that part of the problem comes from the home itself. All of this business about no corporal punishment, sometimes you need to start little. You're not trying to beat them. You're trying to discipline them.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them to stop. Don't run across the street. There's got to be a consequence. Timeout's not always going to do that. They need to fear the parents, love them, but they need to respect and fear the parents. That's basically it.
No, thank you.
Thank you. I enjoy your show very much.
Yeah, and I think originally in her message, she said she was an RN. I love you, nurses. You are the backbone of our healthcare system. God bless you, ladies. God bless our troops. Of course, I love my truckers. All right, no, good point, good point. I know, we probably won't talk about the spanking thing and the punishment today. My kids have been pretty good. They acted up. But, yeah, the first time I potched that little boy's tushy was, I told you guys about this story. We were at a park. I going to medical school, I was taught everything to do with kids, you know, psychology wise. We did, the whole time out and, withdrawing the toys, et cetera. And, I finally had, this is the very first time I spanked him, and probably the last. I really never had to spank him after that, I don't think, because he really is a good kid. But what happens, we were in a park and there was a little girl that he had just met. I mean, he was really young, probably about 4 or 5 or something. And the little girl said, look, there's an ice cream truck. Now, he comes up to me and he says, Mom, I want to go to the ice cream truck. Now, this didn't look like an ice cream truck. It looked like a van painted over white. And I learned growing up in the 70s, you got to watch those vans. And had a couple stickers on it. And it was like a football field length away from us. And I told him, I said, no. Now, I was dealing with the other little one in the stroller. And 2 seconds later, I turn around and my son is with the girl going to this ice cream truck. All right. So now I'm in a position where I have to race with the stroller all the way down to get him or leave my kid in the park alone while I run to get my kid who's walking to this van that doesn't look like an ice cream truck. And I caught up to him. I mean, I was screaming my head off. I caught up to him. I took him home, and he got a spanking, a few swats on the butt. And, I mean, he was shocked. It didn't hurt. He giggled. You know, it's like, really, Mom? That was the best you could do. But I go, look, all right, you listen to me. You don't listen to a little girl. You don't listen to somebody who pretends to have an ice cream truck. And I thought that was very appropriate choice of punishment because he obviously didn't fear me. Thought going to the truck would be more rewarding than anything I could do negatively. And you know what? He's never gone off to strangers or done something stupid again. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what we were talking about in the previous hour and just touched upon is how the Los Angeles Board of Education had adopted a plan a while back to have their students take college prep courses. They thought it would raise the academic standards, get them prepared for college. Great idea. The problem is that they found that less and less kids can pass. All right. From what I understand, there was a pretty staggering statistic. This always happens. I get so excited about a statistic, but all my pens are out of ink, so I can't. I know we ran out of toilet paper, now we're running out of pens, but that's my fault. I'm supposed to supply. I'm supposed to have my own little stash, and I don't. All right. But anyway, what's happened is because we've had less and less kids able to pass, as well as multiple dropouts, the LA School District, which is, I guess, the second largest in the state, in the union, is going to now allow, a D to pass. All right, from what I understood, it looks like freshmen in the class that graduated 4 years later in 2011, only 15% of these LA students were eligible for admission to the University of California and California State University systems. I know, that's what I said. Were they legal citizens? Yeah. Was that? Is that why only 15% were allowed? But anyway, only 15% of the graduating class eligible for admission for college? This is ridiculous. Is it a teaching issue? Is it students being lazy? We were talking about in the previous hour how 4 out of 5 16-year-olds have admitted to seeing some sort of porn on the internet. You know, so rather than doing a report on Genghis Khan or Ponce de Leon or something, they're probably just sitting there, surfing and looking for boobies. which, you know, could also explain why they're failing. Now, personally, I don't think they should be lowering the standards and letting D pass. No, I think they should let the kids fail. Right? And you keep going back to school until you pass. I don't care if you're a 25-year-old senior. You don't leave school until you pass. You may have to do Sunday school. You may have to do night school. But you just can't. I mean, that's how it was when we grew up. Right? You had to put in the extra time or do the year over. But they're trying to, I guess, I don't know if the school system's crowded. I don't know. But they're trying to just eject these kids whether they're ready or not. You know, if a child's not ready, it doesn't matter if you lower the standards in high school. How are they going to be ready for college? How are they going to be ready for real life? If they don't know how to buckle up or buck down and do their homework and do their studies and multitask, how are they going to be effective in a job? How are they going to support their family? Right? How are they not going to be a burden on society? Let the kids fail. Let them fail. Then fine, only 15% go to school, go to college. Great. I mean, a college prep course is supposed to prepare them for college. And if they can't get it the first time around, then they have to do it the second time around. Or the third time. Trust me, these kids get sick of school. After a while, they get sick of school. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, what if they got pregnant? Well, maybe they shouldn't have gotten pregnant. Maybe if they see that their best friend is going to be a 30-year-old high school senior, maybe they'll decide to keep their knees bolted together and not have sex, or the boys will keep their pants zipped up. It's ridiculous. We're making things so easy for our youth. And this generation that we're coddling and kitten gloving is supposed to be the generation that's hopefully going to take care of us. I mean, if we can't work to put in money into the Medicare system or Social Security system that's already defunct or going that way, all right, these are the people that are supposed to have the answer. These are our future congressmen. These are our future doctors, our future lawyers. And really, they're having trouble getting their school. Now, I know this is just Los Angeles. Right? Los Angeles, I mean, you know, we can't extrapolate to all cities. I'm sure many other school districts have better graduation rates and better passing rates. But I don't like this idea because one school district, especially one that's, you know, as big a school district as the Los Angeles school district, you know, once they start to lower the bar, where else is the bar going to be lowered? Like I talked about in the previous hour, what about medical school? I mean, medical school is very difficult to pass. It's very, very difficult to get into medical school. It's very difficult to do. Very difficult, right? And I understand that there's a doctor shortage. So what are they going to suggest? Making medical school easier, right? Only learning how to operate on 10% of the heart? That's okay. We understand you all are stressed. Since there's, you know, very few people that can pass the cardiovascular course, just learn the 10% of the heart and you'll be fine. Is that what they're going to do? Really? Our brain surgeons? Right? You know what? That's okay. Neurology is very difficult. We need doctors in neurology. Let's just lower the bar. If you could only memorize 5% of the neurons and the frontal cortexes and the pituitary gland, that's just fine. I mean, why are we lowering our standards? You know, it just everything seems to be just losing its quality. Just lack of quality. And I know I'm trying to, you know, I'm starting to sound like, you know, kind of an old fogey here, you know. Yeah, Dick Clark leaves and we're all mourning the loss of what entertainment used to be. Well, we got some good entertainment things, but absolutely we lack quality. Absolutely, there's a lack of quality. There's a lack of quality with what? There's a lack of quality with our food. A lack of quality with our food. Absolutely. So, you know, what are you going to do? All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got James, North Dakota. What part of North Dakota, James, are you?
Fargo.
Oh, I love Fargo. I love it. Yeah, what's going on?
A large heart. One person passed away and has a large heart. What would cause it?
What would cause an enlarged heart? Who passed away, James?
A co-worker in the church, about 50.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, enlarged hearts, a variety of things could cause enlarged hearts. Now, in some populations, you could get a dilated cardiomyopathy, and that could be from drug use. Sometimes certain stimulants or speed could cause the heart to enlarge. For many other groups of people, it could be genetics. 50 years old is kind of young. But, you know, sometimes you will see an enlarged heart in a child or in a athlete, and those are the ones that drop on the athletic field. We've been talking about those on the show because many people with an enlarged heart, they don't, you know, get that good pumping action with the flow of blood. Now, and thank you, James, for your call. This is a great topic. I love talking about enlarged hearts. With your older population, then we start looking at heart failure. Now, congestive heart failure especially, this is where, let's say you had high blood pressure, and your blood pressure for years put strain on the heart. Now, we talk about blood pressure and how the muscle could start to thicken and the heart can enlarge, because again, your heart is a muscle. So if your heart has to beat against a stiffer pipe or work harder, it's going to build muscle. But unlike your tricep or your bicep, building muscle in the heart may not be the best situation for you. So the heart enlarges because of long-standing hypertension. Then your heart weakens, a weakened heart. Sometimes you get some dilation, lack of proper flow through the valves, and you could have a cardiomyopathy that way as well. You could have hypertrophy. There's a variety of different things, James, that there could be. With that, but that can lead to heart failure. Then with heart failure, you get a backflow of blood. But when you see somebody in their 50s that's kind of young, you either think of something genetic that predisposed them, you think of horrible, horrible blood pressure, or you think of possible cocaine. So sometimes, or stimulant, long-term stimulant use. So, yeah, I'm sorry for your loss, James. That stinks. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so just to finish up with the discussion on our kids and allowing our high school graduates to skate through and make it easier on them, you know, you wonder if the illegal citizens are getting the same, you know, the same treatment. You know, I mean, I remember when my father got his citizenship. I mean, when he applied for American U.S. citizenship, he had to study his butt off. I mean, he did this before I was born. But of course, you know, I remember looking at the books when I was a kid because they saved him. I mean, he busted his butt. He busted his butt to learn English. He just busted his butt. And we just don't see people, whether they're citizens or not, students or not, bust their butts. You know, I mean, where's the work ethic? Where's the fear that you're not going to succeed, that you're going to fail at something, you know? And I think it's because these kids know they're going to pass. I take care of many teachers as patients, and they tell me, and my listeners, they tell me, they go, Dahlia, I can't get these kids to care. I give them the test, they blatantly fail it. All I could do is put an F. You know, and I don't know how you teachers do it. And I hate seeing the media blame teachers for people failing. But, I mean, you wonder, there could also be bad teachers. I mean, if the kid just doesn't get the whole physics concept, that old torque, yeah, it would help to have a good teacher. But I really think there's a lot of kids that just don't give a heart and doot. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so the Japanese think with this one invention that they are going to actually cure obesity. They found, this is actually pretty cool, Japanese have developed what they call slimming specs that make foods look 50% bigger to help you eat less. So we're calling it the seafood diet. Dieters have to wear these pair of goggles, which will trick them into thinking that food is 50% bigger, but reassure them that their hands are the same size. Right? Now, I mean, for me, you know, if I took a bite out of something, it would look like a big bite, probably. Right? They say another gadget under the test in the same lab called MetaCookie Plus sends images of food via a TV screen into dieters' eyes while wafting smells in their noses. I guess I'm looking at pictures. These goggles are really ugly. I mean, really ugly looking, but I mean, again, to lose weight, dieters have to wear a variety of goggles designed to lower the appetite. The first is a piece of eyewear. Wait a second, we just talked about this. Let me see, what is the Meta Cookie gadget? It transforms a simple cookie into, I guess, a bigger cookie. And you think that you have 10% more cookie than you do. Experiments showed that with the first pair of food goggles, those who took part in the baked treats appeared 50% larger, and they actually ate 9.3% less than those who weren't eating the glasses. Whereas those people that thought that the cookies were smaller in size ate more. Then they say They're trying to now trick the mind with even these low-tech blue diet glasses that are supposed to turn off your appetite. I guess they're supposed to have these this deep blue hue that'll make the appearance of foods unappealing. So you put these blue glasses on, you look at the food, it doesn't look good, it looks like blue cheese or something, and then you don't want to eat them. Now, I like the idea of tricks. I mean, honestly, it's safer than, it's a heck of a lot safer than, I would say, the diet pills. You know, you put on a set of glasses and honestly, with a lot of dieting, it is tricking the mind. You know, you ask how the skinny people do it, the ones that don't exercise, et cetera, they go, I just am not that hungry. I eat when I'm hungry and it's a little bit and I nibble here and there and it's fine. Yet some of us, I mean, we are famished. We come home from work, we are hungry. Now, for me, it's interesting. I have different times during the day where I'm hungry. Usually, I am not that hungry after work at night, which helps. Super hungry midday. But that's bad because if you eat a lot of your calories midday and you aren't spreading them out as much throughout the day, you could gain weight, you know? But it's a cool idea. Played around with the glasses. It's cool. But, still leaves a lot to be desired. We were talking about this mom. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Where a mother of eight was drinking 10 liters of Coca-Cola a day. And she died. Now, she died a couple years ago. But they still haven't figured out why she died. They don't know if it was the cardiac arrhythmia from the caffeine. They thought she had some liver failure, but some liver insufficiency. They still, the cause of death has not been determined. Now, her partner said that he was told she might have had an aneurysm from all the caffeine in the soda. But 10 liters of Coca-Cola a day. He said before she died, she was vomiting. Again, they thought the vomiting was from too much caffeine. We just don't know. They also said that her potassium was really low. You know, sometimes these sodas, they make you urinate a lot and they act as a diuretic. So you could be, you know, but I mean, if she wasn't eating, we were talking about the Demi Moore diet before she went into rehab, a couple months ago. Demi Moore's diet, this is how she stays skinny, and I don't want any of you teenagers, jumping on this one. But I guess a Red Bull three times a day. Her meal is the Red Bull, and then she has like a teaspoon of tuna and a piece of lettuce. Now, what are you putting in your body? People take better care of their cars than they do their body. Do you notice that? I see people that are cleaning their cars, they're waxing the cars, they're getting the oil changed. Take better, but the bodies, everybody takes their body for granted. Come on, people. All right, for those who join us, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. By the way, I don't know if we're going to get a chance to get to the emails today, but if you do, go to my website at drdahlia.com. Please sign in to the guest book. I'd love to know where you all are listening from, what you think of the show. Keep it clean, of course. Please keep it clean. It's really nice to know. I'm excited to get to talk to UNLV students tomorrow. I love talking to college students. You know, the ones that are actually doing their homework. That's really nice. You know, there's people that'll go to an assembly or whatever where somebody's a guest speaker. You know they're not slackers, right? And even though I do appreciate some of the slackers, I really, really do. You know, some of them, you know, they have a little place in my heart. But for the most part, these are pretty studious kids. So I'm pretty excited and very honored to be able to speak at the university, which is my alma mater. All right, so 26% of working-age adults now lack health insurance. So 1 in 4 Americans, huge gap in their health insurance. Now, most of these people fell into this gap because they had to change their jobs or they became unemployed. And like I said, which is a huge fault of our healthcare system, you lose your job as if that's not disastrous enough for you. You lose your health insurance because your boss was paying for your health insurance. They say it's very difficult, as we've all noticed, to recover employer-sponsored health coverage after it is lost. 69%, this was a report done by the Commonwealth Fund. They said 69% of those who spent time with no health insurance did so for at least 12 months. 57% the period was longer than 2 years. This is really frightening. We still aren't moving forward with this. We still don't have affordable health care. I've been seeing cash patients. I mean, more. Everybody says the recession's over. Everything's better. I think I have more uninsured patients than I ever have this year. And we're doing our best to take care of them. We're doing our best to figure out how to, you know, do blood work. We're doing a lot of things for free, doing the best we can, you know, to get people through this. But there's only so much you could do. All right. You know, our supplies cost money. It's horrible. All right. So the data, which is based on the 2011 Commonwealth Fund Health Insurance Tracking Survey of U.S. adults, probably the acronym would be Shout. Sorry. It's been a long day. Showed that among those who had no insurance when the survey took place, 41% reported having employer-sponsored coverage. 67% of individuals who lost their employer-sponsored coverage said the main reason for the loss of coverage was loss or change of employment. Exactly. Right. All right. So then you try to get insurance on your own and you can't afford it. And why is insurance so expensive? Because the insurance companies are not making money on employer-based insurance. If your premiums are $20 a paycheck and the employer is maybe paying $100, $200 a month, these insurance companies are not making their money. They need the people that are paying the full price. Of course. We've talked about it. The author said 62% of individuals who attempted to purchase individual health insurance during the past 3 years found it hard or impossible because of the affordability. 31% applied for health insurance coverage and were turned down, charged a higher price, or excluded because of some pre-existing condition. Of course, these health insurance companies want to save money. Not that I feel sorry for them at all. 60% of those who attempted to buy a plan on their own said it was very difficult to compare the benefits offered by different plans. 45% said they did not purchase a plan because of the high cost. It is. It's absolutely ridiculously high to try to purchase health insurance on your own. And if you have high blood pressure, if you have depression, if you have high cholesterol, wow. You know? Oh, darn, we're coming up on break. I want to tell you a little bit more about what's been happening to these people without the coverage. You know, and it's not an easy fix. Any politician that says, oh, you know, we'll be able to fix this with either Obamacare or my health plan is lying. All right, how do you make medicine cheaper? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right now, the average family spends 1/4 of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugars, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please contact your local news talk stations and email them or call them and tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to that station. And Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. Big thanks to GCN Network and a big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. So we're talking about the study that came out today saying 26%, or basically a quarter of working-age adults in U.S., lack health insurance. Most of them because they lost their job or they had to change jobs. Many of them, while in between jobs, tried to purchase health insurance on their own, and the prices were absolutely ridiculous. We've explained why health insurance companies don't make money on the insurance-based plans, so they're hoping the individual policyholders are the ones where they could, you know, take in the money. So when one of my couples, 62 years old and 60 years old, decides to buy health insurance on their own, and they pay $900 a month, the insurance company is banking on those people to carry the people that are only being insured for $200 a month. Because we talked about how expensive things are, what type of money goes into your medications, your labs, your AKGs, your x-rays, etc., and an insurance company will lose money on you at a couple $100 a month. And some insurance plans don't even cost that much. Your portion may be $20 a paycheck or $50 a paycheck or $100 a paycheck, you know, depending on what the employer pays. But these employer-based rates aren't enough. Now, employers are already pretty strapped. Okay, we don't want them spending your raise or cost of living increase on your health insurance. right? But unfortunately, employers are caught in the vice of having to maintain your health insurance, and you're caught in a bigger vice of the employer making your health care decisions. And they are making your health care decisions. When they pick a cheaper plan, when they pick a plan with higher deductible, I mean, it's in their control. When they fire you and you lose your health insurance, they're in control of your health, which I think is, they don't want to be in that position, and you don't want to be in that position. And like we've talked about, if they're going to try and fix health care, they need to do something about that relationship, but they probably won't. Because if individual health insurance is too expensive, and the only way to put people into groups, right? The only way to save money is to put people into groups. The easiest groups that they could group people in is employee groups. And it's a bad system. And honestly, insurance is kind of stupid. To me, I always thought insurance was really, really stupid. All right. Let's say an office visit of mine. Now, we have a cash visit of $50, but usually office visits are about $100, $150, right? You go to a doctor, usually the visit anywhere between $100, $150, $200, et cetera. So you tell the insurance company, fine, I saw the patient for high blood pressure, diabetes. I evaluated them. I listened to them, took care of their bronchitis. Level 3 visit, which is kind of a mild, moderate, you know, 10 to 15 minute visit. All right, $150. Now, you don't get $150, right? You bill that. Insurance says it's only worth $32.42. That's all it's worth. Oh, no, $30.72. Let's say that. Okay, your 15 minutes was only worth $30. That's all it's worth. So your patient has to pay a $30 copay. We will pay you 72 cents. Now, some of you have seen the checks. I've actually posted some of the checks I get from insurance companies. You know, the patient's name isn't on there, of course, on Facebook. You've seen them. So yeah, I'm not lying. All right. Now, the poor patient. The patient is spending how many hundreds of dollars a month, right? What did the insurance company do for them? Well, what the insurance company did for them, they'll argue, is we knocked down the price of the visit. That's what we did. You are paying us for us to negotiate with the doctor for you. Now, what do doctors in turn do? Well, many doctors can't live on that 72 cents or $30.72. So they either have to increase the number of patients, or they have to hope that they have cash paying patients to cover their expenses. And so people without insurance are the ones that suffer. Now, like I said, hopefully many doctors out there are also doing discounted rates and they aren't charging $100 or $150, et cetera. Hopefully they are doing discounted rates. But it's, you know, the patients are caught in the middle. The employers are caught. The doctors are caught. The insurance companies, all they know how to do is stay in business. Insurance companies don't know how to make people healthy. They're not designed to do that. Insurance companies are designed to stay in business. And people lose their jobs in insurance company depending on the bottom line. So they need to show that they're salvaging the bottom line. If they can't, and they spend more on patients than they take in, they will fold. Or they will just keep raising rates. It's a horrible, crappy system that we have. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, maybe what we could do in the meantime, and I get emails all the time, and many of you I just write personally back, because if we aren't on the subject, I don't bring up your email on air. But, you know, for many people, we've been just recommending, look, okay, rather than paying $900 a month, try to find some catastrophic insurance plan and then save that $900 a month, right, that you would be spending, and just do the cash pay rates. For example, like I said, our clinic, we do a $50 cash rate visit. Of course, you know, it's different with physicals or when you add blood tests. We can't control the cost of blood tests. That's with the lab. But anyway, I mean, if you're going to the doctor once or twice at $50 a pop, right? Some radiology companies will do mammogram specials for $50. Sometimes you can get blood work discounted. There's a way where you could actually go through 3 to 6 months with only spending $400 or $500, and that's a heck of a lot cheaper than $900 a month. It's just nobody wants to walk around uninsured, because if the biggie happens to you, something happens. Let's say you pass a kidney stone and it gets stuck and you need surgery. I mean, you never know. That's why you carry insurance. But how I see things going is we're probably going to be later really doing away with these regular policies. And there's going to be some sort of catastrophic plan that we're all going to try to purchase. And then for the little things like your follow-up, your generic medicines, it's probably going to end up being out of pocket. until these insurance companies are able to figure out a way to insure somebody at $100 or $200 a month, nothing's going to move forward. And remember, we have baby boomers, we have older individuals, we have people with diabetes, etc., and their expenses cost more than $200 a month. So you need a bunch of us healthy younger folk to support the system. And you have a lot of younger folk, like right here, a quarter of working adults are like, sorry, I'm not putting the money into the system. You know, that's exactly why with Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act, they said, let's expand health insurance to kids 26 and down. Because they wanted 23, 24, 25-year-olds to pay into the system. Yet many of my 23, 24-year-olds that I see in clinic are like, I don't want to pay into the system. I don't want to pay for this health insurance. I'd rather just go to the doctor for $50 when I can. So if you don't have the young people on board, or these Occupy protesters who say, let the rich people pay for it, we don't want to pay into the system. If nobody wants to pay, then we're just going to have the population of people aging that require multiple hundreds of dollars of care per month, and the problem is not going to get fixed. We are still going to have high insurance costs. You know, it's not an easy fix, and you can't, as a government, as an institution, tell an insurance company you could only charge this amount, right? Or you have to offer all these services for X amount of money. Because what's going to happen, like what they've already been doing, is coming up with a very skeleton, basic, cockamamie plan that covers the bare basics. We talked about that with mammograms. All right, women were thinking they got their mammograms covered because insurance said, all right, you get your free mammogram. Yet they had some calcium deposits, or they needed a stereotactic biopsy, or they needed a better view. Well, insurance didn't pay for that. All insurance was decreed to do was to give you a mammogram. You got your mammogram all right, but nothing else. Whereas last year, maybe you had to pay a little bit more for your mammogram, but you got a lot more covered when you needed that ultrasound or the magnification views. Same thing with colonoscopies. People are complaining that the polyp pathology and the anesthesiology isn't getting paid for, but the colonoscopy is covered. So, you know, we don't need to be dealing with this passive-aggressive, but we are, until somebody could come up with a much better way of dealing with this. And I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I wish I did. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR. Dolly.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.